Let's do this.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
Of course, you can email us over the next few days for next week. Talk at beat102103.com. Show over to you.
Let's go. Hi, guys. You're going to laugh at this and I am ready for it. I'm willing to risk it. I heard your tampon dilemma about the guy that was embarrassed to buy them and it spurred me on to write this. Fair play to you. With my fella a good few months now and have been staying over a lot lately at his. I take a while to get ready in the morning and yesterday I got into the bathroom to find him in the shower. I said I was late for work and would he mind hurrying up as I had to do my hair.
Oh God, okay, that's a long job, isn't it?
You've no idea.
Yeah.
Cool as a breeze, he says, hop in there with me. I started laughing and said, no way. Now, let me point out he meant it in a completely innocent way. No funny business, if you get me. He said he has always showered with previous girlfriends and says, wait for it.
Okay, there's a quote here, is there?
Yes, that the couple who shower together have power together.
You've been watching too much Oprah and Dr. Phil. That fella.
I'm shook and confused. I don't want to be looking at his bits when I'm doing a full hair wash and condition. Can the guys and girls of your show confirm that this is a thing? Does show shower with Tom like this? I'm dying to know. I think he's mad. Please help.
Woo! Okay.
Where to begin?
We're ruling out funny business here.
Yeah.
Okay, she says it was not about that. I think, look, it probably depends on the size of your shower. You know, some people have those big ones with two heads.
What do you call them? Like we have it downstairs in the room that you stay in, a wet room.
I'm just thinking, first thing in the morning, you're rushing. I definitely don't want somebody else in the shower with me. I just want to get in, do my business, get out. I don't, you know.
See, your shower will be very different to my shower in terms of how long it takes. And what she's saying about the hair and the shampoo and condition, like it's very time consuming, right?
Yeah.
There's a couple of things here, right? You've asked me the question, do I shower with Tom like this? 100% no.
Why?
Because I like my own, I like my own space, and again, I don't want to be looking at his.
He's a big fella. You know, he is a big lad.
He's big shoulders.
Takes a bit of space in the shower.
I don't want to be beside him when I'm trying to like get my hair done, get
it's
my
work.
Conditioner out.
It's work.
But also, I enjoy my shower time. Mm. Like I enjoy that. Like, oh, lather me up, and you know, enjoy my head under the.
What about lathering him up? Not in a funny business way.
You see, you can't do that.
You can't start. You can't start the engine
unless
you're making the journey.
It's so true. So I wouldn't risk that. You know what I mean? The lines would be blurred.
Yeah, yeah.
So my point is, firstly, I don't share with him like this, or in fact at all. And I think he is a bit mad. Like, I think this is weird that he has openly admitted that with previous girlfriends that he just...
shower in the morning together.
So what? You're like getting up in the morning going, oh, hey, honey, how are you? Let's hop in together. Yeah. I don't want
What have you got in your day ahead? Let me help you with that.
You've still got some conditioners in those dry ends. Let me sort those out for you. No.
Get that curry out of your hair.
Killian.
I don't know. It's a bit weird. I'd try anything once, to be honest, you know. It's hard to not go into a shower and not expect anything else, you know, with someone else. But I don't know. It's nice from him that he's comfortable with you, that, you know, it's a new relationship and he doesn't mind that kind of, you know, intimacy.
There's comfort in this. That doesn't sound comfortable to me, really, though. Somebody else in that space.
Like, you're literally quite exposed in the shower and you're also, like, you're getting into your...
Yeah,
I do a lot of
shoulder movements in the shower.
Do you?
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
And sometimes I like, do you know when you're just having a sad day and you just like to put your head against the wall and let the shower run down like you're in a film and just go...
My favourite was I stayed in a hotel in Dublin once and we were in a family accessible room, so the shower had a seat and there's nothing like just sitting there and just letting it like pour over you, you know. But anyway, we're going off the point.
But I also have like favourite bits that I like to keep the water on for longer and stuff. The thought of having to share the water almost under that kind of shower.
Yeah, you'd be cold actually if you weren't under the water for a while.
We're ruling this out, are we?
I'm just going to put it out there, and obviously like I'd love to hear from somebody this morning that does share with their other half and this is like completely the done thing
and they make it work but to me
this is mad.
Personally I don't think it's that mad. I think it's grand, but I wouldn't do it myself.
Okay, a lot of reaction coming in on this. We're going to get some of your reaction in a moment. One big issue coming in, right?
Yeah, go on.
is difference in temperatures that couples seem to like. Some like it boiling, some like it not so hot, and that's an issue for a lot of people. Okay,
hadn't even considered that.
Now, we did not expect this, but we're the three of us are getting a little bit of a grueler from some of our colleagues here over this, we're the weird ones. Yeah. Jade, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just absolutely shocked at the three of you. I can't believe you wouldn't have a shower with your partner.
No.
Well, I guess I'm the only one that can speak right now, considering I'm the only one. Yeah.
Well, true.
The idea of getting in the shower with him just to have a shower, Jade, just like, I find that I like my time in the shower on my own and he'd be just getting in the way.
Well, yeah, there is that, but it's nice and you're close and you're intimate. And like, I know it's going to sound crazy, but it's like all warm and wet. And if you have a little slimy hug, like.
A slimy hug. I don't know if you're selling this.
Jade, what is a slimy hug? Like you're all in your shower gel and yeah.
Yeah. And then like, no funny business, obviously just a little hug. I don't know. The water just brings you a little bit closer, I feel. I love it. I love the shower.
Okay. I just think it's a dangerous, look, you obviously, you love it, right?
Yeah. I love it so much. Now, obviously like if you're washing your hair, you do need to take turns getting in and out of the water. But like, I think it's worth it. I love it.
And do you do each other's hair? And like, does he help you with the conditioner and stuff? No.
Yeah, and I'd wash his hair.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
You're so sweet.
Okay, Jay, thank you for that. We'll see you in a little while. Slimy hug, first time I've ever heard of that. So you got to try that later.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right, let's start and chat to Miriam. How are you, Miriam? How's things?
Morning, how are you?
Good. Great. What's your take on this?
I don't really like that he said he was doing that with his ex-girlfriend. So it's the only thing I don't really like.
Yeah.
That would kind of eke me out. But in terms of jumping into the shower, like, I don't know, I think that's lovely.
Okay.
I wouldn't, what did the last caller call it?
A slimy hug.
No, but I do think it can be a very intimate thing. Slimy doesn't equate with intimate for me, but like, it can be a very intimate thing.
But what about when it comes to just your morning and your routine and just hopping in the shower with your other half? Where do you stand on that? Just a regular shower?
I would just hop in. I would hop in and you'd be in there for a minute or two. And then if you needed to go wash your hair, you'd be like, okay, now I need to wash my hair. Mm. But I would actually just hop in initially. And you don't have to do the whole shower thing together. Mm. But I would just hop in and get all warm.
And slimy.
Hug. I was coming up with another word and it sounded nearly worse.
Okay, let's pause that. I think, do you know what? Should I try it, Anita? Will I just give it a go?
I think you should try it, a slimy hug. Yeah.
And oh, absolutely. I would. And then you can go, okay, Tom, I'm done now. Like, hop out, I need to finish.
Mary, you're a star. Thanks for chatting with us.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Right, let me just read some of the other comments. Very mixed on this, I have to say. Mandy says, unless it's for some fun, nah, get out and leave me shower. Sandra says, showering together is elite. Not daily, but a bit of slithery, innocent fun and company. Someone to help wash the back and lather them up.
Oh my God.
Alice says, no, shower alone. We've the water at different temperatures. He'd burn in my shower and I'd freeze in his.
Yeah.
Paddy says, I tell you what, having an extra person to wash those hard to reach places. Sharing together may not be for everyone, but if you're in a rush, best not in case it gets steamy. Paul says, it's totally fine to share the shower with the other half as long as she's not in full salon mode. Anita says, I simply could not. My husband takes 2+ business days in the shower and has the water temperature absolutely boiling. We might do it if it's an anniversary in a nice hotel or break away from the kids. Well, I think that's leading to other things. Stu says, showering together does not work even for funny business. You have one under the water nice and warm while the other one has their legs shaken from the cold and not something else. And Keith says, you can't share it with the other half without anything happening. It is impossible.
I think that's what Tom would say as well, really? To be honest with you. Yeah, impossible.
Okay.
In the words of James Arthur.